That's the bottom line.
That's it.
It's dirt.
Dirt's good for you. 7 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day Wednesday program. We have lots of stories today as we relate to you and your life. At least that's the idea. Helping you have an amazing day. It's another start to an amazing day. Wednesday. What's amazing about Wednesday? Jennifer, you're up first. What's amazing about Wednesdays?
Wednesday is the day of the week when I wake up and I go, it's Wednesday already? It's going to be the weekend before I know it. But Wednesdays are an overlooked day. You know, I actually get a lot done on Wednesdays. I think midweek it's you get productive.
Midweek.
You shake off the dust right. from the early part of the week.
Wow.
It's before you start thinking about the weekend.
Takes you 2 days to get rolling.
And then,
two days
to wind down. So really, today's a sweet spot. So enjoy it, folks.
All right, Richie, what's good about Wednesday for you?
Let's see. Wednesdays, yesterday was my my day off. On Mondays and Wednesdays, I have, or Mondays, Thursdays, baseball with Sean.
Yeah.
Wednesdays and Fridays, Taekwondo for me. Tuesdays was my day off when I had to go to my mom's to work. So Wednesdays is Taekwondo day.
That's good.
Yeah, so basically when you leave work, there's always something to do.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Actually, I doctored today.
Really? My case, work never stops, so it was just a continuum from one thing to the next. So, Wednesday, think about what Wednesday means to you.
Tomorrow's trash day, I have to remember.
800-510-8255 or email the Doug at DougSteffen.com. What's going on with our social media, the Twitter and Facebook, facebook.com/ Good Day Show and Twitter at Good Day. What do we have cooking there, Jen?
Nothing.
No, really?
Just teasing. I just wanted to see what you would say.
What can I say? You're in charge.
Nothing much.
Nothing.
All right. So yesterday we had a question, a Bruin, about a mom who was arrested for giving her 11-year-old daughter a tattoo.
That's been the biggest thing of the week, I think. So.
Yeah, we asked, do you think it was this appropriate that she was arrested, or was it over the top? Kim said, tattoos are not for children. Children should stay in a child's place. This woman should not go to jail, but she should be given probation or community service. Cindy said, oh, please, they pierce infants' ears. She is a mom, and she has an 11-year-old who asked for it. Do you have to give everything to your kid that she asks for? It's pretty good. If her child did the tattoo herself, would they arrest her? Interesting question.
That's a good question.
Yeah. Liz said, really? This whole thing with kids and the Honey Boo 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 freak show is a whole lot more damaging than this. Craig said, why would you do this to a child when they really don't understand the commitment involved when she gets older and hates her mother? So be it. Mm. Norma said, it's her kid. She gets to decide. Loretta said, it's her child. She should make the decision. Government is way too invasive these days. Deb said, what's the big deal? Tattoos are no more permanent than piercings anymore. Good grief, people. Mind your own business. And Carla said, she should not have done this. It is not appropriate.
What went through your mind when you heard that story? 800-510-TALKER. You can answer. Keep up with us on Twitter and Facebook. The Good Day program. 11 minutes after the hour. Authorities investigating today whether a concrete encased body buried in a Georgia backyard.
Jimmy DeHoffa?
Is a former Florida journalist.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
The,
Wow.
There's two brothers, twins, have been arrested for, well, at least they've been accused of concealing the death of another person. And that's, you've got to wonder, okay, how did somebody figure out that there was a body in this hole to begin with?
So they're concealing the death.
Right.
They aren't accusing them of killing him.
Yeah. They're poker players. These two guys are traveling professional poker players. But I'm still trying to figure out how the remains came to be known. This is, by the way, about 50 miles northeast of Atlanta. The police went to the home of the brothers. The home of the brothers' father, acting on information from Pensacola police that there was some connection between the family and this guy who had died, or at least went missing. And there was a dog. I'm not clear at why they were out there digging around.
Hold on, we got a policeman, two poker players, and a dog so far.
Right.
Okay, I'm following you.
And a dead body in a concrete encasement.
Right, a dead body. Okay. Right. Keep going.
All right. So they started digging around in these guys' backyard. They found a dead dog in the backyard. They found a body in a plastic storage container. And then there was something else encased in concrete. Body was buried 2 feet below the surface of the ground. Body buried about 3 weeks ago. The two brothers came to the father's house during the investigation. Apparently, it's the kids. The father doesn't know anything about it. They just used his backyard to get rid of this guy.
Dad, we're going to plant some posies in your backyard. Don't mind us.
What goes on with people? How does this happen? What goes on in somebody's mind that allows you to think that you can get away with stuff like this? I suppose some people have, and therefore, let's try it again. Jimmy Hoffa, as everybody knows, hasn't been found. They dug up that guy's whole yard last week. Never found a thing. Got a new driveway out of it. That's about it. So
you're never going to find Jimmy Hoffa.
Yeah.
It's over. He's either decomposed or he was already.
Yeah. They dump him in a bot. Those guys that want to get rid of traces, they just throw him in a bucket of acid.
Right.
End of story.
Or a crock pot like that one guy.
Yeah.
That didn't work out so
well. Or feed him to the crocodiles. Yep. Another crock pot. Yeah.
Shark food.
Yeah, I mean, you can throw somebody's body. There's all kinds of ways of getting rid of the
evidence.
Breakfast
time.
Oh,
no, but have you thought about that? This is so sick. But have you thought about that? Like, if you ever had to kill someone, where you'd dump them?
All right. No,
I think everybody has a plan.
Really?
You know?
I learn more and more about you every single day.
Okay, so here's, if that's not gross enough for you, listen to this. A Florida man died after consuming dozens of roaches and worms.
Oh, hold on 1 second.
I'm not going to tell you. Because I may need to use it on you someday.
No.
I'm trying to move on from that, actually.
Have you ever used Doug and I in your little maniacal plans?
Right.
No. No. Great.
Here's the story from Florida. All right, okay.
Sleep with one eye open now.
So this guy this is a pet store roach eating contest.
Oh, God. I didn't bring this up yesterday because I thought you'd get mad at me.
No.
Because it's kind of gross. But no, I think you need to tell it because it is so weird.
Well, this guy had dozens of roaches and worms during a contest at this pet store. And he collapsed after winning the contest at the Ben Siegel Reptile Store. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was competing for a free python. This is Deerfield.
Congratulations, he got it, but now there's no one to feed it.
Broward, that's how you get rid of a body. You feed it to a python. All right, folks. How's that?
So what happened, just because I don't think that was clear, is this guy competed in a cockroach eating contest and he won, but then he died.
I thought I'd said that.
They think that they may have been contaminated with some kind of...
The roaches and worms.
Yeah.
Here's an idea. They were roaches.
Right.
That's all. If Roberta were here, she'd tell you it's good protein.
This is called natural selection. Uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
Where stupid people do stupid things.
Yep.
Uh-huh. And
they're aced out of their spot in life.
Right. That's exactly it.
Right. I'm feeling bad that we were talking earlier, Richie, about Alex Karras, who is a huge comedy actor.
Yeah.
Kidney failure in the last couple of weeks. He has a few days to live.
Yeah.
77 years old. Was in Santa Monica Hospital where he was treated. Now he's in hospice care, so you know. It's only a matter of time.
He's a well-liked guy. Good football player.
Yeah, right. Mungo.
Oh, wait, hold on, man. Where's Mongo?
There you go.
Mongo, only pawn in game of life.
That was a classic role in Blazing Saddles.
Yep. It's 15 past the hour. A way for you to take care of your heart, reducing your risk of coronary heart disease. So many people have this problem. I was talking about how to lose weight earlier. We have a lot of people who want us to talk to you about taking care of yourself. Are you taking care of yourself? Do you know what's going on in your heart and circulatory system? Do you know what's going on in your body? Dr. Ken says you need to take every year the time to have a complete physical. Get your blood tested. Know what your cholesterol levels are. Know what your triglyceride levels are. Take responsibility for your heart health. It starts right now. One of the most sought-after cardiologists is Dr. Ken, and he says exercise every day, lose weight, watch your diet, get proper sleep, use targeted supplements like Cardiol. Cardiol's 9 natural ingredients work together to reduce your cholesterol levels and maintain them if you stay on the product. Also lowering triglycerides to the safe level and maintaining that level by staying on Cardiol. It's safe, It's registered, easy to take, and the first 30 days are free. Free, free, free. A free trial so you can see for yourself. You pay the shipping and handling. That's it. So go to cardiol.net/Doug. That's CARDIOL.net/Doug. And get Dr. Ken's free trial. Cardiol for 30 days. You'll have the blood test done when you start. If you're smart, you get a blood test when you're done. And you'll be emboldened when it comes to your own health care. You'll feel good about it. Cardiol.net/Doug. And click on Dr. Ken's free trial for your 30-day supply of Cardiol.
My name is Jennifer. I'm 44, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
My name is Kim. I'm 47, and I lost weight with the Amberin program.
I'm Jane. I'm 52, and I lost a ton of weight with the Amberin program. Even my belly fat is gone, and it was so easy.
Thousands of women over 40 who used to struggle with weight gain are having incredible success with the Amberin program. That's because Amberin focuses on hormonal balance. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40, especially during menopause, is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. But the Amberin program balances your hormones naturally, making losing weight surprisingly easy. Plus, Amberin eliminates other symptoms of unbalanced hormones, like hot flashes, irritability, and sleeplessness. Call in the next 15 minutes to receive a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Call 1-800-318-8232. That's 1-800-318-8232. 1-800-318-8232.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact. Teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom. And Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Oh, Richie.
Oh, Douglas.
Oh, Jennifer. Oh, heavens.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled D-U-R-A-C-O-A-T.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Last night for Team CeeLo, Cody Ballew and Domo singing Telephone. This is terrible.
Yeah.
Oh my God, they're horrible.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah, CeeLo's disappointed with both of them, but apparently Cody wins. That's how this is working, right? They this week present in their shows.
Right. Team members face off.
Right. And so out of this, Cody Ballew wins.
Well, isn't this funny that he must select a winner?
Yeah.
So it's like if your team coach doesn't like either one of you,
yeah,
it's like, okay, who was the least...
It's like voting for president. The same thing.
That's exactly right.
All right, so next up, Team Christina, Akil and Nathalie Hernandez performing You Give Me Something.
That makes me feel alright. This could be nothing.
This is kind of interesting.
Yeah, not bad.
Give me something.
There's some thought to it. Musical side of it.
I can hear this on the radio. I can see it being on the radio.
Yeah.
You only waited.
This is Akil.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Christina decides that no, it's Nat. That's is it Nathalie and Akil. All right, so Akil. That's got to be Akil, right?
I think it's yeah. I think it's Nathalie.
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 No, Nathalie lost and Akil won in that battle round. Up next, from Team Adam, Caitlin, Michelle, and Melanie Martinez perform Lights. Decision. He said it was difficult. On the winner of the battle was Melanie Martinez. So they move ahead, all three of them.
You know,
and the other
thing that I'm not a big fan of on the show.
What's that, Richie?
Is the forced drama.
Yeah.
The fake. Oh, like I don't
wrestling.
Know what I'm
going to.
From the tryouts, from the blind auditions, when the singers have to choose a coach. To the battle rounds where the coach has to pick between one of the two singers. It's very forced. It's very fake. It's very just kind of, you know, like, come on now.
It's WWE.
It's, well, yeah, it's the same thing every time. Wow, this is a really hard decision. Right. I don't know who to go with, and then boom, boom.
But, you know, it's like the shows that are on some of these cable channels, like Discovery. They have the farmer and the tractor, and if he doesn't get it fixed, the tractor's going to fall over the edge.
Right. He's going to go off.
No, yeah. The guys in Alaska, the pipeline. If they don't fix this pipeline, their careers will be over.
And the home fix-it shows. We've only got 24 hours left.
That's to blow up. It's nonsense. All right, let's get to our 2020 News Quiz question. You ready?
Yeah.
Ready.
Please tell us who Felix Baumgartner is.
My 800-510-8255. Just talking to Felix the other day.
Felix Baumgartner. Who is Mr. Baumgartner? By the way, that's James Baumgartner knocked the bum out and became James Garner. You knew that, right?
No, I did not do that.
Yeah, that's his real name.
Not until right
Baumgartner.
Now.
Yes, all right. So anyway, you'll figure out, I know you will because you're smart, who Felix Baumgartner is, and you'll win a swell prize in the 2020 News Quiz question.
The guy's crazy. I'll just give you that.
800-510-8255 at 28 after. This is Good Day.
Probably going to be dead, too.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
It's a fact of modern life. Switching isn't easy. Your bank, your cable company, your girlfriend. Let's just say each switch comes with a certain degree of difficulty. But switching to Geico, now that couldn't be easier. First of all, it only takes 15 minutes. And just like that, you could be saving hundreds on car insurance. No muss, no fuss, no irate, vengeful, significant others.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, is now America's newest publicly trading green company, Eco2Tech, and has emerged to forward green technologies and solutions to develop and launch projects that are energy efficient and sustainable. We have partnered with various Fortune 500 giants, in addition to local, federal, and foreign government agencies, in the pursuit to create tens of thousands of job opportunities during a time when rebuilding the economy is most needed. Eco2Tech strives to maintain a reputation that is symbolic and recognized worldwide for better use of energy, a better environment, and economy. The latest news on Eco2Tech can be found on the stock exchange under RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, or visit us online at greenjobsforveterans.com. Eco2, solutions today for tomorrow's environment. RV Plus Incorporated, stock symbol RVPL, doing business as Eco2Tech, is an equal opportunity.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Every day, nearly 3,000 families enter into foreclosure and face losing their home. If you're currently behind on your mortgage, you can still avoid foreclosure. You can save your home, but you need to act now. We're Allied State Foreclosure Services. We're experts in saving homes from foreclosure. With just one phone call to us, you can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, and save your home. Call now. The call is free with no obligation. 1-800-597-8843. Call us if you've been threatened with foreclosure, denied loan modification, or missed a payment on your mortgage. If you've been a victim of a predatory loan or are upside down on your mortgage, even if you've lost your job and you're worried about losing your home, don't wait. Call us now and let us help you save your home. You've worked hard to build a life with your family. Let us help you keep your home. Call now before it's too late. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843. 1-800-597-8843.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Let's see, we are 3 weeks into fall.
No.
Weather is sort of falling. Now, I'll be in Los Angeles for the next, what, 5 days?
It's raining a little bit.
No.
But it's like 70, so don't worry. Yeah,
okay. Well, it's raining here.
You don't have to bring a parka.
60. I don't. Mm-hmm. All right, so I'll make sure to dodge the.
Yeah, we had 40s raindrops the other day.
Yeah,
well, it was getting chilly.
Oh, I want
back
that.
Up to the 60s again.
Yeah. It's a Wednesday, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with our 2020 News Quiz question about Felix Baumgartner. Who is he and why is he in the news? Jennifer has a television report coming up in a moment. Would you like to tease us just a bit on who is in the spotlight here?
I'm going to give you some updates on some of the new fall some of the new TV shows that have come out. Will they make them through the fall? I'll tell you that. Plus the news on Paula Abdul, CeeLo Green,
Who has a new daytime talk show? Like
maybe
we're going to really
tell
care.
You.
Yeah, maybe. Like
they're
really
everywhere.
Care.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You will care. You like her.
You will.
I do?
As a matter of fact, I invited her to come on the show yesterday.
Who?
Did you?
The woman with the
host of the new daytime
show.
The mom of all those women?
No.
Oh,
yeah, no, she is. That's who
well,
she is.
Rich is talking about somebody different.
Oh. Yeah, okay. Well, we'll find
perhaps
out.
Perhaps.
Okay.
Should we
remember
just
the moment? No. Remember the moment in the first Austin Powers movie when Dr. Evil?
Yeah, baby.
Back in action after being cryogenically frozen for 30 years.
$1 million.
Gets his hands on a nuclear warhead. If you want it back, he snarls to a group of world leaders who have gathered in a secret UN bunker. You will have to pay me.
$1 million.
Dramatic effect. $1 million. The assembled leaders burst into laughter because it was such a pathetically small sum. If you look at the numbers around, I was looking yesterday, actually last night, I don't know why I got off onto this. Somebody sent me an email. I know that's usually what motivates me to look at some of this stuff is somebody says, you believe in that, man, and you, all right, so anyway, Gerald Ford and Jimmy Carter in 1976 spent $35 million to run for the presidency. See how much money is being spent to run for the presidency, these two characters this year?
A couple of billion bucks.
$1 billion apiece.
Yep.
Wow.
Plus another $2 billion being spent on the Senate and the House races. So it actually comes to close to, I think the number I saw, the approximation was $4.9 billion.
Yeah.
Dollars. $4.9 billion being spent to get elected to public office. And do you know what the total net is of the pay for those jobs?
$450,000.
Well, no, because that's what the president gets, $400,000. The vice president gets $300,000. But and you add up all of the 435 senators and House members at 180 apiece, I believe. Yeah. It's 180 apiece. So multiply that. Multiply, even if you want to even it off to 200,000 apiece times 435 is about 7. It was 0.7. You add the president, vice president. It's about $8 million. Okay? And even if it's, I've got a zero off of it, even if it's $80 million.
So can I go back to what I've been saying all along throughout this election process?
What have you been saying?
If there were a candidate who said, I am not going to do all this, I'm going to take all the funds that I've raised and I'm going to put it towards the national debt, would that person not be the winner, hands down?
Winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Winner! I just people need to be thinking about this stuff. As you see all these ads, what do you think the consequence is? Obama just ordered another $235 million to be spent. Is it Ohio or Virginia, one of the states where he had a lead and now he doesn't?
Mm-hmm.
Right. $235 million in one state on radio. Imagine what a bonanza that is for radio and television in that state. But the fact that they're spending billions to get elected, the influences that are peddled with those numbers out of control. All right, anyway.
Post. I'm going to send you this article.
What? So I can go to the moon again?
Yeah.
Thanks, Rich.
The Washington Post just did an article called A Close-Up Look at Congressional Wealth, How All of the 535 Members Made
How
Their Money. How wealthy they are and where their money came from. I'll send you the article.
Yeah. I think that would be fascinating.
Yeah.
800-510-8255. So, the question is, identify Felix Bumgardner. How about we try Dave on for size, who's in Livingston, Montana. Hi, Dave. Welcome to Good Day.
Hey, good morning.
Morning to you, sir. So who is Mr. Bumgardner, and why is he in the news?
Well, he's the gentleman that was going to jump from 23 miles up in the atmosphere.
Right.
And free fall, I guess, with a balloon attached to him.
Yeah.
And land in the New Mexico desert somewhere.
Right.
Yeah, but I believe something happened to the balloon, and he wasn't able to make his jump. I don't know.
It was too windy.
It was too windy in New Mexico yesterday.
Too windy.
Being rescheduled for later on. This guy's going to jump from a capsule 23 miles above the Earth, and a helium balloon will take him into, he goes up into the stratosphere in this balloon, and then they cut it, and he comes back down in this capsule, and the balloon's very delicate. It can only take flight if the winds are 2 miles above or below whatever whatever the stress point is. So, but the speed, he's coming down through the atmosphere at the speed of light. I'm sorry, at the speed of sound.
The speed of sound, right. Hmm. How does his head not explode?
That's exactly what I'm wondering. How does your body stay together under that pressure?
What's the attendance look like for for viewing the splat when he hits the ground?
Who cares? Who wants to go sit there and watch him do this?
People love to watch. They want to see the splat.
This guy is going to be DOA. Unfortunately, that's what scares me about this. This guy's going to be
DOA. I'm not scared at all. It's not me doing it.
We sit here. This is like everybody watches NASCAR to see the wrecks, right?
Right, of course.
This is guaranteed.
Yeah.
Guaranteed he's going to hit the wall.
Okay. Is that making everybody's day better or not? You're not going to do it, so Dave, you'll feel better.
You think he'll make it?
Well, it's hard to say. I'd say they probably took every precaution, but he was dressed in a suit that looked like he was an astronaut.
Yeah. Right.
So I don't know, 23 miles above the Earth.
You're saying your internal organs can't take the pressure there.
Yeah. That's one tenth of the way up to the space station. The space station is 249 miles. So you're going up one-tenth of the way to the space station and jump out and think you're going to survive. The atmosphere is, that's where, at 23 miles, is just about where all of the friction becomes the hardest for things re-entering the atmosphere.
Well, just look at him as a human rat, basically being experimented on.
Who's paying for this? How's this guy make a living?
Sponsors. All these crazy people have sponsors.
Diane, do you think it's going to end well for Mr. Bumgardner or not?
Well, it's a sort of a toss-up, but it'll be interesting. The pressurized suit may save him.
Yeah. You want to watch this, though? Is this something that intrigues you?
No. I just heard about it on the radio, and I thought I'd give you a call in.
Aren't you sweet? Well, thank you for that. And, Dave, thank you for that. Hold on just a second. It's a really strange world we live in, Master Jack. It really is.
I mean, if the guy makes it. Is.
Yeah, God love him.
I guess
and he'll endorse a lot of things and make a lot of money.
And there's some valuable information there, I'm sure. So,
speaking of valuable information, the information about teeth whitening toothpastes and whether this is fundamental stuff. It's not quite as exciting as jumping out of a capsule at 23 miles, but there is a certain amount of cachet to having white teeth. You've noticed that, right? Yellow teeth caused by drinking too much coffee or tea or smoking or whatever it is, whatever you've been eating, whatever you are, what you eat. So your teeth are going to reflect what you've been putting into your mouth. And sometimes it's pretty ugly. So you want to get rid of that yellow smile. You can't even, people look at you when you come in to get hired for a job. People look at you and they see those teeth. They're going to hire you. I'm not trying to be crass, but I think that you would admit, if you had somebody that applied for a job and things were equal, one had white teeth, the other had yellow teeth, who would you hire, Jennifer?
I would hire the person without the funky teeth, Dougie.
Okay, so there you go. Proof positive what I've said is correct. There she is, right off the street. Man on the street. Woman on the street.
Woman on the street.
Woman on the street. So whitening your teeth, with a lot of people who have tried these kind of traditional ways of doing it, your teeth get very sensitive. And with whiter teeth, you got a better life. And I'm not trying to, yellow teeth don't hurt you in the fact that your body's not going to be hurt. But you're going to not have as cool a way as if you had a nice set of white teeth. So if you want to get rid of the yellow stains, you want to look younger, you want to look good. Get away from those normal teeth whitening products and go use Power Swabs. You have the option of using Power Swabs, the only whitening system that has a patented vegetarian detergent to remove the stains of your teeth. And they will stay white longer, all natural. Best part about Power Swabs is it works in 5 minutes. Call now for your risk-free supply. Dial 800-865-7602. Remember, Power Swabs are clinically proven to make your smile whiter in 5 minutes. Works on bonding, veneers, caps, crowns. Try clinically proven Power Swabs risk-free by calling 800-865-7602.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.exergen.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And print it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
What's your gym membership costing you? Do you even use it anymore? If you're looking to save some money and still stay in great shape, then here's a great offer from Total Gym. I have one. I use it every day. It's easy to set up. There's no weights to move around. I work out in 15 minutes a day, and I stay in great shape. And the best part is I don't have to leave my home to get a full intensive workout. So my friends at Total Gym want to make it real easy for you to get started. Pick up your cell phone right now, and you can try Total Gym.
Total Gym risk-free for 30 days for just $49.95, and shipping is free. Save yourself some money while you stay in great shape. Ditch your gym membership. Order a Total Gym risk-free. You don't like it? Return it in 30 days. Call 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140, 800-460-1140.
Attention homeowners, if your home has lost value and you now owe more than your home is worth, please listen carefully to this very important message. If you purchased a home or refinanced your loan before June of 2009, Quicken Loans may now be able to help you refinance at today's incredibly low interest rates, even if you owe more than your home is worth. This is Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I want to let you know that on September 14th of this year, the government announced changes that may allow you to refinance even if your home has lost value. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, please call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. Even if you owe more than your home is worth, you may now be able to refinance at today's incredibly low rates. Again, if you've been unable to refinance because you owe more than your home is worth and your rate is above 3.99%, call 800-QUICKEN now and let us help you take advantage of this unique opportunity.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Now, 13 before the hour, time for Jennifer Horn here on the Good Day program to visit the video world. Although, if I can just have an aside here for a second, Jennifer.
Of course.
Kind of a cute video of the day today, Rishi. Dog shaming. This is when people take pictures of their dogs with signs about their misdeeds.
Yeah.
Like when parents make their children stand on street corners with signs about what they've done wrong.
Yeah.
The video today features one particular dog who seems to have a lot to apologize for. You may want to check it out. You might chuckle a bit. Video of the day at DougStephan.com. Speaking of video, Jennifer has a number of tidbits that will help us understand what's going on in the, what is that, the Third Estate? Isn't that what they call it? Television is the Third Estate, right?
Okay.
Isn't it? I think it is.
I've never heard that before.
I haven't heard of a lot. Yeah, exactly. I mean, it comes to me, you hear things coming out of my mouth all the time you never heard before.
Well, we don't know what you're making up and what is actually real.
Have you heard of the Third Estate, Rich?
I haven't, no.
Okay.
Define that. What does that mean? No, I want to know what this means. Come on.
All right, no, I'll take up too much of your time. Let's go. Richie, you always look it up to try to make me look like I don't know what I'm talking about. Look it up.
Okay, well, I have good news. Paula Abdul's coming back to TV, and she's coming back to the judges' table. On what show, you ask? Dancing with the Stars next Monday. She will be a guest judge on the show.
That makes sense.
She actually had her own dance show a while back called Live to Dance. I don't know if you remember that, but it was short-lived on CBS. CeeLo Green, speaking of competitive shows from The Voice, is getting into the holiday spirit. He's going to shoot a Christmas special, which will feature members from his past Voice teams, including everyone from his team this year on season 3. Big Bang Theory's Kelly Cuoco will host the People's Choice Awards again. She did it last year. She'll be back this year, January 9th, on CBS. FX announced yesterday that the fourth season of Louis C.K. will be on the shelf until 2014, which is big news for that show because it's very well-liked on social media.
What's the show? It's
an FX show called Louis C.K. It's a comedy, and people love it. I've never seen it.
All right, who's getting daytime talk shows?
All right, Kris Jenner is looking at getting her own daytime talk show because these Kardashians never go away.
They're always around. Richie, who are you talking about that we have on who's doing a television talk show?
Marie Osmond.
Oh, good.
She's already got her.
Lifetime. Yeah, it's on Lifetime.
On Hallmark Channel.
How's it doing?
Yeah, thank you. But some of the shows in danger of being canceled. Yeah. Mob Doctor is on its way out at Fox. It looks like Animal Practice, which is a really cute show at NBC, a little comedy. That looks like it's on its way out the door. And Guys with Kids, Jimmy Fallon's show, also looks not so good. The Future for Elementary, though, and Vegas on CBS looks really good. Made in Jersey, however, out at CBS.
Out!
Really?
Out.
I watched a little bit of Vegas last night. It's a good show.
Darn show. All right, was there a question about the Third Estate that you were resolving?
The Third Estate has nothing to do with television. It looks like it's a political pamphlet written by the French thinker and clergyman Abraham
Ayo.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is renovation teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
From the Pet Show, Warren Eckstein, the host of that program, is heard around the country, around the world, around the corner, up the street. Everybody's listening on the weekend to the Pet Show. Warren has all kinds of insight when it comes to taking care of your pets. Matter of fact, on the bottom of the page in the Better Living box at DougStephan.com, we're carrying a story that you have blogged. I guess you blogged about this. You told the story about dogs getting high on marijuana.
Yeah.
And how much of a problem it is in places like Colorado. The dogs are around where the marijuana is. So what does that do? What
hey,
does that
man,
affect
look
dogs?
At my tail. It's like going back and forth, dude.
Yeah, you come toss me that bone, dude.
If you come home and your dog's lying on his back listening to Jimi Hendrix, then perhaps he has a bit of a problem.
You know, he might have gotten into something.
Get your nose out of there, man. You don't know where it's been.
It's not something new, though. It's just I think more and more people that are using medical cannabis, which is fine. I'm pro medical cannabis. But the bottom line is, if you're going to have any type of drug in your household, whether it be aspirin, whether it be cannabis, whatever it is, you have to be safe. You have to keep it away from kids, and you have to keep it away from pets. You have no idea, Doug, how many dogs and cats get sick and die every year, not from illegal drugs, but from legal drugs that people leave around, like prescription on their night table.
They get into this stuff, yeah.
Amazing. So you got to really, really be careful. Now, with marijuana, it's a little bit different because it's kind of, you know, it is an attractant. Dogs are attracted to it, and it can be make them very sick and cause a lot of problems for them.
Honey, this is strange. The pantry door is open, and the only thing that's missing is the box of Twinkies.
All right, so it's time to be aware of. Our video of the day today, Warren, has a video of dog shaming. The video features a dog who seems to have a lot to apologize for. You know how people, their children are not doing well in school, so they walk onto the street corner and say, I'll do better in school next year. And so these dogs and their misdeeds, I don't get that, frankly.
I don't get it either. I don't find it amusing
either.
This on my show, this whole dog shaming thing. First of all, dogs have nothing to be ashamed about, right? They walk around butt naked and poop in front of us.
They're going to be like their owners.
You're right, you know, but in other words, it, people say to me, Warren, your dogs must be perfect. They can do nothing in the world to embarrass you or shame you. And I said, you know what? I don't want a perfect dog. I like to walk up to my dogs once in a while and say, sit and have them look up at me and say, hey, you talking to me, Dad? You know, I like dogs with a little bit of an attitude. I like to be embarrassed by my dogs once in a while.
Yeah.
But that's
right.
Just me.
That's just you. Okay. So there's a, let's see here, a pet treat that you have to make sure you're not giving to your dog. The FDA says it's responsible for the deaths of a lot of dogs. Pet treats in general, what's your advice to people who call you or who ask questions about whether or not to give dogs treats? Are there some that are better than others and some that won't have negative impact?
Here's the rule, and I'm going to brag about my website, for example. Everything I sell on my website is made right here in America. If you're going to give your dog any type of treat whatsoever, make sure that it's made here in the United States, because we do have much more regulation here than we have in other places. So I don't buy anything. I've just been posting on Facebook for the last month or two about all these chicken jerkies and these other jerkies that are being recalled and are making dogs sick. So the bottom line is, not only because I'm patriotic, but buy American. It's a lot safer. And if you're really, really concerned, you might want to consider looking up on the Internet and finding some recipes and making your own treats. Now, my dogs get carrots as treats. I've convinced my dogs that carrots, excuse me, are made out of liver and bologna.
Really?
So the bottom line is, if I say CC or carrot cookies, they're right there waiting to get it. It's a much healthier treat for them, and it's good for their teeth.
Yeah, my dog used to love little carrots.
That's what I buy, about a little washed carrot.
Charlotte likes them if they're cooked. Any of the veggies have a little bit of some kind of a sauce or connected to something that has a little taste to it.
Yeah.
And
she never went for anything soft or mushy.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, what do you think, Warren, about these hotels now trying to fetch more guests? There are new rules for bringing pets in. I found it very restrictive when traveling with Charlotte sometimes. I mean, I bring her into hotels even if I'm not supposed to, because she's not going to do any harm, and I know she's not, so bring her in the back door. But hotels trying to open up a little bit? I noticed you blogged on that a while ago.
Yeah, I think more and more people are traveling with their pets, and more hotels are opening, like Motel 6s. The fancy hotels like the Ritz-Carlton, they're all accepting pets. And some of the hotels actually have pet sitters on staff. They actually will take your dog for a walk.
Really?
Feed your dog. They'll bathe your dog. You can get your dog a massage. They'll give your dog china dishes to eat out of, like my dog would care if it's china or stainless steel. But the bottom line is, I think it's a good idea. The only thing I would be careful of is I would make sure that if I'm staying at a hotel and there is someone there that's watching my dog or taking care of my dog, I would make sure I interview that person as if it was my kid's pediatrician.
Mm-hmm. All right, so there's some more words to the wise from pet expert extraordinaire.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.